This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Launching into the second hour of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here on this live Saturday edition of the show. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. You can actually create the content that you see on the front page of the website. It is a Reddit-based website, the front page at least, and that allows you to submit content that you think's interesting, that you think we might want to talk about on the radio, that other listeners would enjoy because they get to vote on it. You can vote up if you like something, down if you don't. It's all free, like everything on our site over at freetalklive.com. Compare that to those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for accessing their site. So enjoy. FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts, starting out with Michael in Dennisville, New Jersey, listening to WPG in Atlantic City. Hello, Michael.
Well, the key guy who wrote on that subject, I would imagine, is Peter Lavenda, and his book is entitled The Rat Line.
And what subject?
Having Hitler, Nazis going to Argentina when I was visiting. Back in 91, Argentina, I went to Bariloche, their ski resort. We often, any time we go to a great place, we think about moving, living. So we were looking at places about 10 kilometers out of Bariloche, the ski resort itself, the center of the town. And we drove into an estate house, and all of a sudden, a dozen German shepherds charged the car. So we knew we weren't in Kansas any longer. Poked the window down just a tiny bit as they were just barking and howling, barking. And an elderly, very elderly, probably in her late 80s, German woman came to her porch, gave one single command, and they instantly had each dog at their own post. And they stood at statues.
Jesus, that's a lot of work to be able to train an animal to, be doing that. And somebody,
especially a pack of them.
Really, it was not that lady who was doing the training. She obviously had somebody who was training.
She still has to. For her voice to have that kind of call,
you got
to
do your own training.
It was a long time ago, so I don't know if it was a click. For a single command post. And then once she gave, and she saw that we were all blonde-haired, blue-eyed people, she immediately felt at ease. The dogs came running over to her, and they were puppies. So that was the most astounding training I had ever seen. But Lavenda, I believe, argues that, yes, certainly Ava and Hitler escaped before, as gold was leaving Germany, which seems to have been intercepted, he claims, by the Russians. But his opinion is that they went to Indonesia, that they lived their life until they died in Indonesia, not Argentina, but there were lots who went to Argentina. And the Andes are filled with that age group. Especially Bariloche was filled with that age group of people back in 1990 who were clearly in their 80s and 90s.
And so
the book is Peter Lavenda. He's the author, and his book is called The Rat, R-A-T-L-I-N-E, Rat Line.
And do you believe that Hitler made it out?
How would I know? It's an interesting story. At this point in time, it's an interesting story.
That's just compelling.
Operation Paperclip, you guys know about, you were discussing. That's Oppenheimer, Edward Teller, even Albert Einstein. These were all German scientists who worked on the both at Sandia.
Didn't Einstein come over before that, though?
his exit plan was before that. Yes, he was lecturing, I think, in the United States and sought asylum. But we had our interest in making sure that Teller, Oppenheimer, and endless numbers of them came because they were way ahead of us with their V-2 rocket. They were ahead of the game when it came to rocketry and the nuclear weaponry. So
you know, it is worth pointing out that just because somebody is a scientist who was in Germany doesn't necessarily make them a Nazi, and even if they were working for you know, the Nazis, that doesn't necessarily make them a Nazi, right?
Yeah, like, I don't think the call.
I would totally agree with that, and all I right, think that most there's a mass psychosis when you get to Goebbels or Goering. That's the core of the psychosis, but anybody can be whipped into hatred. I look at Antifa. I look at white people saying that white people are the problem. We have a mass psychosis going on in America today. White Michael. People should shut up. You know, this is happening in America. So I can have a level of sympathy even as a Jew for Germans when we're going through our own sort of mass psychosis right now.
Michael, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free, thank you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. I mean, when the choice is the Nazis kill your family or you go to work for them, I think most people are going to go ahead and go to work for them.
So that training that those German shepherds had was some form of what they call Schutzhund training, and
it sounds dirty.
It's not. It's protection dog or something.
Okay.
Look, everything in German sounds dirty. You get a
Schutzhund.
Schutzhund. Right. It's just that sort of thing.
I will take a Schutzhund on your carpet.
Hund. Like hound. You know.
Yeah.
Like so. Anyway, that's where they got the word from. And I'd heard about it as a kid. My mom showed dogs and that sort of thing. But
yeah.
I didn't know much else about it.
How did you just find that? What
it
was called?
I decided to look it up.
German dog training.
Know. No, I looked up Schutzen.
Oh, okay.
But apparently other people misspelled it the way I misspelled it.
I see.
And the internet being the glorious place that it is, you know, pointed me to, you know, number one return was this.
855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Ricky. He is calling from Pennsylvania, and he's on Skype. Go ahead, Ricky.
That's the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania there, Brother Ian.
Go ahead with what's on your mind tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what's on my mind. Something was bothering me recently. The defacing of the monument of Jefferson Davis in Brownsville, Texas, about 2 weeks ago.
What happened there?
Well, some jokers. There's a bounty out on these people. Not a very big one. I think it's like $2,500. The people who defaced the statue, I think it was like the usual crap, you know, like down with Trump, racist, and
okay.
What was the other thing? You know, the usual crap, you know.
Isn't Jefferson Davis he was the president of the Confederacy, right?
He was more than that. Jefferson Davis was a great man.
I'm not claiming one way or the other. I'm simply saying.
I am.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Feel
okay.
free.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So
okay.
What happened with the
facing? He's a humanitarian man.
Okay.
Now, here's my problem with it. Now, the problem with it is, you know, we still have Stone Mountain up there. There are people on the sheer to top of that mountain over there because Jefferson Davis, amongst others, is on there. Now, as far as cutting the crap, now I'm going to point a couple things out. Now, Honest Abe, and I'll use that term loosely, was a white supremacist. Jefferson Davis was not. That's fact number one, and that is a fact.
Okay.
You want to look it up? You like to fact check me?
I will. I don't have time to do it now.
Right out of the mouths of slaves. And see, that's where it comes down to. It does not matter what these jackasses today think. They're mind controlled through drugs and various other things. Antifa's definitely CIA. Have you noticed that there's a concerted effort to wipe out every single trace of the Confederacy?
How is it that if you think people are being mind controlled by drugs... how many people are being mind-controlled? I just want to be clear.
I don't know, Brother Ian. We comprise 8% of the population.
Who's we?
8% of the prescription drugs in the world. I see an issue with that.
Wait, who's we? You said, who's we?
We, the United States of America.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, I don't really see what you're saying, but
don't mind holding me over.
I generally don't know what you're saying about anything, which is why I'm not going to hold you over. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can join us and take control of the airwaves.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
The three most important things you can do for LRN.FM are: 1. Let your friends know you're listening to LRN.FM on your social networking profile. 2. Buy the things you buy online through shop.lrn.fm. 3. Give $5 a month to the AMP program at amp.lrn.fm. You like your friends, and you like LRN.FM, or you wouldn't be listening. So like your friends enough to share something you like with them. Please share that you're listening to LRN.FM on your favorite social networking site.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at katiearmor.com, CATIArmor.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And also, want to let you know about Dash. It is digital cash. If you're interested in building a better financial system for everyone, then join Dash over at Dash.org. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, transactions are quick, and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and you'll find out why.
So Dash is a great way to empower poor communities out there. There's a couple of stories over at DashForceNews.com talking about things that are going on in Africa and Venezuela and ways that Dash is sort of growing from sort of grassroots and from the ground up. It's DashForceNews.com.
Speaking of things going on in Africa, I got an update on what's been happening in Cameroon from somebody who listens to the show in Cameroon. We won't say who he or she is, because that has been requested. But we'll go first to your calls and thoughts. David is on the line in New Mexico on Skype. Hello, David. David in New Mexico, going once. David in New Mexico, going twice. Alrighty then. Well, if you want to get on our Skype, most of the time it works. Skype username's lrn.fm and toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom, as we continue here. I'm going to read this quote from the person who is informing me of what's going on in Cameroon. For listeners who are unfamiliar, and that's probably most of you, unless you're actually listening in that region of Africa. And you can be, because we are live on satellite over sub-Saharan Africa, and that's how some folks are listening to us over there. There has been an ongoing conflict in the country of Cameroon over language. There's a very distinct divide between people who speak French, which is the majority of the country, and the people who speak English, the Anglophones, as they are called, versus the Francophones. And they have been, they've been fighting over this. The government of Cameroon is a officially French-speaking government. The government of Cameroon has been forcing French down the throats of the English speakers.
What's the point of that?
Well, I mean, governments do violent things to their people, and that's, you know, not uncommon. It's not something that's unique to Cameroon. And so one of the things they've been doing is, I remember from a previous call that we had, they've been, for just as an example, they've been refusing to provide translators in court. So if you're an English speaker and you don't know French and you've got to go to court, well, good luck talking to your French-speaking attorney.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah. That's one example. But it is actually a conflict that has spilled out into the streets, because what has happened is the English speakers, who tend to congregate, so they live in, like, the southwestern...
Sure, it's easier to speak with people that speak the same language as you, sure.
Right. So the English speakers have been congregated in sort of the southwestern area of Cameroon, the Bamenda region, and they want their independence. And they want to be able to, you know, have their own courts. They want to have their own government.
That's the problem. Gotcha.
And so, yeah, we've been talking about the Catalan secessionist movement. The folks over there in Catalonia, Spain, the folks in Cameroon have also been demanding their independence. And the latest from somebody who sends me a message saying that our ongoing struggle for self-determination is continuing. The people have decided to regain their independence and restore their homeland and free themselves from slavery and bondage, from French Cameroon. For the past week, we have been holding... This was sent to me about a week ago.
Okay.
For the past week, we've been holding peaceful protests against corruption, injustice, marginalization, and non-inclusiveness of the English-speaking part of the country. First of all, we opted for a federal government, a system under which we got our independence. After the funny and stupid agreement that our forefathers signed with them, they have violated all of the clauses of that treaty.
That's how governments work.
It's too late for any dialogue with French Cameroon, and now we have decided to shed our blood to defend our homeland. This news has gone unreported by many news outlets, but I plead with you that you discuss it on Free Talk Live. He says, furthermore, we're planning a nationwide march to our capital. I think it's B-U-E-A, Buea, to reinstate our own country and statehood. They have militarized our cities, towns, and villages, and they are carrying out atrocities, mass arrests, extrajudicial killings, but we are not afraid. We are determined to get our fight right up to the end.
I'm afraid already.
They have cut power, internet, and they are doing every desperate thing to deter the people, but we will declare our independence on October 1st, 2017. He has asked that we report on the show about an impending genocide that the Baya regime, that's the president of the country, is committing against the people of southern Cameroon. And unfortunately,
yeah, the governments don't like it when you want to secede. I mean, it's that tax base is what it all comes down to. Hey, we own you. We own your productivity, and we're going to get it.
So I have not heard from this person who had said that they were going to call the show to give us an update. And again, this these series of messages that I was sent back on September 28th, so just before the October 1st declaration of whatever kind of independence that they were going to attempt.
Oh,
however, a quick Google News search does reveal this story from the Voice of America, voanews.com. Headline, UN Rights Office denounces killings of Anglophone demonstrators in Cameroon.
Oh,
guess what day? October 1st.
Yeah.
The UN Human Rights Office has denounced the killings of demonstrators from Cameroon's Anglophone community in towns across the northwest and southwest regions Sunday, October 1st. It is calling for an impartial investigation into these events.
I'd like to see that, too.
Government figures put the number of deaths at about 10, but other estimates report many more people than that were killed. UN Human Rights spokesperson Rupert Colville says credible sources indicate some of the deaths were caused by the excessive use of force by Cameroonian security forces. Quote, we call on the government of Cameroon to establish prompt and effective and independent investigations to ensure accountability and, of course, impartial as well, said Colville. Cameroon's Anglophone regions have seen multiple strikes and demonstrations over the past year as resentment and tensions have built at what English speakers view as discrimination against them in favor of the majority French-speaking population. Anglophones make up about 20% of Cameroon's majority francophone population, and grievances over their perceived economic and political marginalization have been building for years. The killings last Sunday came amid wide-scale protests by the English-speaking community, leading to a symbolic declaration of independence from the majority of the French-speaking country, meaning that the English speakers declared their independence, saying, we're leaving. The UN Human Rights Office is calling for restraint by security forces to prevent a recurrence of similar bloody events. Colville says people must be allowed to exercise their right to peaceful assembly and freedom of expression. He says, quote, we call on people, all people, to pursue peaceful means to make themselves heard. Over the past few months, public and private property have been damaged, and at least two homemade bombs are reported to have been planted in public places. There have also been arson attacks on a number of schools. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So that's an update on the independence movement in Cameroon. Sounds like it's already turned bloody. There's more coming up here, and you can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now, you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPur.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you're invited to join us on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. What do you want to talk about? The other independence movement going on today? There's more than a couple, but we've talked a lot about Spain and what's happening in the Catalonian region over the last couple of weeks with the independence movement there really getting going. In fact, they're expected to declare their independence coming up on Monday. And
I thought they declared it already.
Unless news changed, I thought they were planning
people
on
declaring that they're going to declare.
Yeah, I think they're going to be doing it Monday, and the Spanish government, of course, is going to possibly be arresting anybody who's involved in such a declaration. We'll keep you in the loop as we learn more about what's happening.
The declaration of your freedom is outlawed, ladies and gentlemen.
That's correct. LibertyStickers.com, by the way, is a great way to reach people with the ideas of freedom. If you want to do it from the back of your car or wherever else you can slap a bumper sticker onto, you can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them, so check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. Got more on the Cameroonian Declaration of Independence. There's an opinion piece here at IOL, which is a South African news site, entitled Why Are English-Speaking Cameroonians Asking for Independence? And we'll tell you a little bit more about that. But let's try David one more time. We checked back with him here during the break, and he's there now. So go ahead, David. You're listening in New Mexico. You're on via Skype.
Yeah, I wanted to share an update on what I've been sharing with you last few weeks. I have evidence that a New Mexico court-appointed attorney has been collecting a paycheck for the last year and then not doing any work on a given case that he's paid to handle. And
your
it's
case.
Kind of a can't. Pardon?
Your case.
Yeah, my case, a custody case for children, not a criminal defense attorney, but the state was required by law to provide me an attorney when there was a hostile attempt by a step parent to steal my children from me, basically. So the law was written so that they have to provide an attorney for me. And that's what he was working on, but he wasn't doing any work. But apparently still collecting money anyway. And the most recent development in that was that today I got the opportunity to question the state auditor, who I actually, it was just yesterday that I filed a formal complaint with the state auditor's hotline regarding that embezzlement, and had a bunch of problems with the auditor hotline. And coincidentally today, the auditor, Tim Keller, who's running for Albuquerque mayor, was on the radio. And I got a chance to question him, and once again, coincidentally, just before I questioned him, he was bragging up the hotline that had given me a problem. But I was able to get I presented the issue to him, and I was able to get a commitment from him that he took my phone number and that he would absolutely give me a call back, and that was a commitment on the radio. So now it'll be interesting to see if he actually does what he's never done before in my many attempts to get a hold of him.
So be clear, you're trying to contact somebody who, in theory, could hold this other attorney accountable for embezzling funds.
Yeah. He's okay. The auditor, and this attorney is embezzling. I allege embezzling money that belongs to the taxpayers of the state of New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be exactly the job description of the state auditor.
And he's not interested, huh?
Well, he claimed he was going to call.
Yes, but he's tried to get a hold of him many times.
I've tried to get a hold of him before, and you know, technically he has no obligation to take a phone call just from some general citizen. He's got people for that. However, I've attended the New Mexico State Legislature for basically every day for the sessions for 5 years straight. Before Tim was the auditor, he was a state senator,
mm-hmm.
and he knows me well enough to give me 30 seconds on the telephone to field a phone call for me, but you can't get a hold of him. But the legitimate issue is that not only am I filing a complaint with a formal complaint with the auditor about the embezzling, which he doesn't necessarily have to handle himself talking to me, but I found a problem with the hotline system that they pay for. It's a contractor, and that would be directly his jurisdiction because he's the one that decides.
So what if this guy never calls you back?
Then it just, that's how it reflects on him. And for as long as he's in politics in New Mexico or wherever, I'll continue to bring it up that he made a commitment on her on the radio to make a simple phone call, and he couldn't even be bothered to fulfill it.
Good on you for holding these people accountable, David. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Reminds me of the time I called the then police chief of Keene, New Hampshire, when he was being interviewed on a local radio station, simply because the man would not acknowledge my presence in real life, and I wanted to corner him with some questions in a circumstance in which he would feel obligated to at least say something in response. He didn't like that very much, let me tell you. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. These people don't want to be held accountable. They, they appear on certain media programs, these government people, because they know the media programs aren't really going to hold them accountable. They're going on local talk shows run by local talk show hosts who are completely obedient to the government. They completely will lap up whatever kind of press releases the government puts out there. They'll ask the most you know, tame questions possible, the most non-offensive questions. Yeah. And, you know, and then they'll come back because they're not being challenged.
Sure.
The politicians will come back because...
Stroke fest.
Yeah, it's their buddy that's running the show. And when somebody calls in with a tough question, then, well, it's not their buddy's fault in that particular case. They still have to, you know, have the illusion of taking phone calls from people in those circumstances. But, boy, it is fun when some people put these guys under pressure. So kudos to David for holding these people accountable. We do need more people who are doing that kind of thing, and there's just not a whole lot of them. Like Dave Ridley's a good one here in New Hampshire, who is constantly calling talk radio shows and talking about freedom, and I think there's value in that. The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk more about the Cameroonian Declaration of Independence coming up here in moments, but first, Jason is in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Jason.
Hello there.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I've been having this constant question in my head repeatedly with...
Uh-oh. I think we may have you in a bad cell. I'm going to put you back on hold, Jason. We're going to hope that maybe you can go outside, or if you're driving, find a clear spot, pull over.
Producer will take care of that.
Yeah, and we'll try to get you back on here, because I'm not sure what you were calling about, but we do want to hear it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So we have listeners over in Cameroon, Africa. As I mentioned, we've got a satellite feed that is available throughout sub-Saharan Africa, so basically the majority of the landmass of Africa.
Talk show hosts aren't paying that extra money to be on in Africa. I'll let you folks know.
No, and thankfully we have listeners who are helping us with those satellite funds. We've got the satellite Patreon that's going on right now. You can go to fund.lrn.fm, fund, fund.lrn.fm. That'll take you right to our satellite Patreon, which will show you more about exactly what we're doing, attempting to broadcast to people all around the globe. And we've got North and Central America covered with a free-to-air satellite signal in sub-Saharan Africa. We can do more, but it costs more money. You know, the more satellites you add, the more money it's going to cost. And right now we're about maxed out as far as what we can afford to do. But if you want to help us out, $2 a month is all that we're asking over there at the Patreon, and you can get to it again at fund.lrn.fm. So why are the English-speaking Cameroonians asking for independence? We can explore that a little bit more. Is it really just all about language, or is there more to it than that?
Language is important.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733, and you can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, and it's the Live Saturday edition.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratewithoutborders.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You dial toll-free, bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and Skype username here is lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
Also, we'll go to your calls and thoughts. You can take control of the airwaves. Mark, you recently got the Blink home security system set up at your house, and it was a relatively quick install.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. All you do is you get their app, you download it, and it shows you, it walks you through step by step with pictures, the whole deal, to set up cams. The cameras you just place in your house. They've got little mounting brackets if you want to screw them into the wall or something like that. And you can set the times. So, you know, for instance, you can set interior. It comes with interior cams, but they also have exterior cams too. And you just set it up and it does its job. It's great. It's been working flawlessly at my house for, it's got to be 2 or 3 weeks now.
Yeah, I just got a notice from the Blink cam that I installed here earlier tonight. So somebody set it off in the back room. I actually haven't looked at it yet, but I did get the notice, so I get these things.
They've got your power saw, and they're already hawking it at the pawn shop because you haven't looked.
But at least you will see who it was after the fact.
That much is true.
And even if they steal a Blink cam, it's still going to get to you because it's wirelessly transmitted.
It's true.
So anyway, you can go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, and you can get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge for 1. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. We've been told the discount that we were talking about may not be working correctly, so we do have some folks looking into that, and we'll let you know more as we know more about that. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Jason in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. I think that your signal is supposed to be better now. Jason, are you with us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Nice. Okay, what I was trying to bring up earlier, which I apologize for the bad reception, is that I've been continuously having this question in my mind for a period of time now, and what I have a hard time understanding is that businesses, local government, federal government, and just other places that you get, like, maybe assistance with or help with, like maybe a former employer as well, you'd like to see changes, and you'd like to have them do changes, and it's not just you, it's a group of people that work there, for example, and bring it up to their attention, and they still don't want to do nothing about it. Like, they ignore you, and they don't really appreciate what you're telling them. Mm-hmm. They think that their way is the best way and the only way, or it's the highway.
Sure,
and
not uncommon.
I am so sick and so tired. I mean, I know I'm young enough to maybe not get a lot of the older generation's opinions, but I hear constantly bickering over and over and over, and nothing seems to get done. And I am a kind of person that I like to see change a little bit more rapidly than maybe others. But
now, are we talking about something specific here? You'd mentioned workplace. Are you talking about the government, or like what specifically were you referring to?
More like in general, because I know the things I'm talking about are like little pieces of every single thing. Now, maybe I need a little bit more of into what's going on with what people are not seeing. But
going over my head now, dude. I'm not sure what you're getting at. You're getting a little too nebulous. A little too,
too
general.
Nebulous for you?
Yeah, a little vague.
Okay, let me just go ahead and stick with one if that's okay. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
These employers. Well, I have a hard time keeping them because of them not understanding people with disabilities.
Okay. Do you have a disability?
And knowing. Yeah.
Okay.
If you probably
what is
haven't,
that?
If you probably haven't heard that or heard that,
no, I have not heard your disability.
ADHD and borderline/narcissistic personality disorder.
Okay.
And when you bring this attention to the employer, a lot of them just kind of shrug it off, like, "Oh, well, it's probably just minor." Well, whenever an episode happens, then they take it extremely wrong, or they.
What is it like? I mean, if you've got BPD, borderline personality disorder, what is it? What is it like?
What's an episode? How does an episode affect an employer?
Yeah, if you're at work, and give me an example. Give us a real life.
A lot of personality conflict.
So how as
a lot
an employer,
of personality conflict.
I mean, you don't get along with your coworkers.
Right. So as an employer, what would be the value to me in hiring you? There's going to be these conflicts with the other employees.
I don't know. That's just I have no idea. You know, and it's not like I don't get along with everyone, because I don't. I get along with a lot of people. It's just like maybe just a few or a handful. And it would be nice for these businesses to have more of an understanding with not just my disabilities, but other people's disabilities as well, to help them move their life forward and keeping the job, for example. And I know that it's not that, easy. However, and I don't know if you guys know a lot about the mental field and how could
talk show hosts.
Huh?
Well, no, but just talk show hosts.
So let me see if I'm understanding you here. You're saying that you want employers that you've had a few of, you want employers to be more kind, more understanding of the difficulties.
And a lot more sympathetic, absolutely.
That you face. So when you talk about personality conflicts, you're talking about with coworkers. What about customers? Or do you work in a field that's like, dealing with customers? Or did you work?
I have done that before, and there are some customers that do ruffle my feathers enough where mm-hmm. I'd probably just tell them how it is, and I wouldn't really care what mm-hmm. they would think if they got offended.
Now, do you think when you're doing this, when you're telling a customer how it is, do you think to yourself, maybe I shouldn't be saying this? Or you're just like, screw it, I don't care, I'll say what I want.
Pretty much, I just get into that episode where I just don't really care.
Mm-hmm. Do you know at the time that you are risking your job by saying the things you're saying? Do you realize that, like, as the words are coming out of your mouth or beforehand, that this is not necessarily the best course of action, even though you don't care?
See, and again, I guess when my disability starts kicking in, I don't realize it.
This is one of those very difficult
things. It would be nice for, like, these mental health facilities, psychiatrists, therapists, whatever, to actually pinpoint that kind of stuff to say, hey, this is what's going on. We need to get him or her to not be in that situation anymore, so then that way they can go ahead and continue to keep that job and not have any more of those problems. And trust me, like I said before, I've had jobs with the customers. I've had jobs outside of the customers, like in warehouses mm-hmm. or behind the stages of people even knowing. And it just seems like it doesn't get me anywhere with both of them. And I'm like, what, am I just glutton for life just to go ahead and stay on disability all my life? I mean, I'm 3 freaking years old.
I think it's like good that you are, you know, interested in working.
Yeah.
That's
my
good.
Guess would be that if there was a way for you to run your own business, especially one that was sort of online, you know, through the computer, that would be the best bet.
Because then you don't have to deal with people.
Well, even if you do have to deal with people, if you have your own business, you know what you're doing, okay? Like, you can, mm-hmm. like the...
You can't get fired.
The rubber hits the road with you, and you know that you're... Because, I mean, the fact is it doesn't matter whether you're an employee or a businessman or whomever. If you tell a customer or tell another employee off, the likelihood is that it's going to, you know, be... It's a conflict, and
yep.
you're going to probably get cut. So, you know, that's the end of the story. There's no I wish employers were more sensitive to this issue, because employers are sensitive to profits, and when we're telling customers to go F themselves, profits go out the window. So that's...
Maybe he should go work at that restaurant. Daryl said it last night, and I always forget what it's called, where they insult people. Like, that's kind of the gig, is they insult their customers.
That is funny.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Jason. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Or maybe he should be like a dominatrix, you know, where he could actually, like, insult people. And...
Apparently you don't understand how prostitution works.
I said dominatrix.
Right. Well, I mean, come on.
That's not the same thing as
Did
prostitution.
Did he sound like a dominatrix to you?
No.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think of jobs where you can, like, be mean to somebody and still get paid.
It's called Dick's Last Resort, and
that's right.
That's a crappy, crappy suggestion you've got, Ian. Maybe you should be a talk show host or run a podcast.
There you go. There you go.
You can always tell people to go screw off if you run your own show.
That's true. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can take control of the airways. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.